10 Plagues. Exodus chapter 5 to 12. Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "I will take the people of Israel and go. This is God's command, and if you do not let us go, you will be punished." But Pharaoh did not listen to Moses. "I do not know who God is. I will not let you go." Thereupon God sent a plague. All the water in Egypt turned into blood. The people had no drinking water, and all the fish died. Still, Pharaoh did not let the Israelites go. This time, God sent many frogs. Thousands of frogs leaped in rooms and on the roofs. Moses struck the ground with his staff, and all the dust turned into lice and fleas. The lice covered the bodies of all the Egyptians and their animals. They scratched and scratched, for it was unbearably itchy. Oh, how itchy! Then came a swarm of flies. Thousands and thousands of flies covered the people. However, not one lice, flea, or fly came near the Israelites and where they lived. This was because God protected them. Even with these plagues, Pharaoh did not listen to Moses. God sent another plague. All the cattle and sheep of Egypt caught a disease and died. "No, nevertheless, I will not let you go." Pharaoh still did not change his mind. God said to Moses, "Take the ashes from ovens and furnaces and throw them into the air." Moses did as God commanded. Just then, all the people who were covered in ashes were covered in sores and boils. Also, God sent lightning and thunder and hail. The size of stones came down from the sky. Many Egyptians and their cows and sheep died. Still, Pharaoh did not let the Israelites go. This time, the wind started to blow, and from nowhere locusts appeared and ate all the grain. Pharaoh said to Moses, "I will let you go if you take the locusts away." The locusts disappeared, but Pharaoh changed his mind and would not let the people go. Moses prayed again to God. The sky became dark, the sun and the moon disappeared, and even the stars were gone. The darkness continued for 3 days. Still, Pharaoh did not change his mind.